The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hello and welcome to today's Loads Bubbling podcast from MTD, the Management and Sales Consultancy. I'm excited to be sharing ideas with you on sales success, and we'll be covering the one question that can uncover the real needs of your prospect. Our skills pill discusses how you can deal with a prospect who's only interested in price. And our Inspire Me quote today comes from Vince Lombardi, who has a lot of experience in determining success in a decades-long sporting career. I'm Mark Williams of MTD, and you're no doubt very busy, so let's get bubbling. Now, we all know the benefits of using quality questions in uncovering the current position our prospects are in. The better the quality of the questions, of course, the more information you'll gain. Now imagine if there was one simple question you could ask that would uncover a whole load of information. One question that, when answered, would help you build value in your presentation and enable you to overcome most objections. Wouldn't that be a golden arrow in your armory? It certainly would, and it would also allow you to take the conversation on at a pace when things might be stalling in the sales process. So, what's the one question that'll uncover your prospect's real needs and wants? It's this. How will you know that you've made the right choice? Well, let's analyze some possible answers that the prospect may give. A prospect may say, well, I'll know I've made the right choice if my productivity has gone up 10% in the next 6 months. Or, I know I've made the right choice if our staff turnover decreases by at least 50%. Or, I know I've made the right choice if my customer orders increase by more than 25% over the next 3 months. Do you see what this information is giving you? It highlights exactly what the prospect wants from your service or product. They're not buying your products, they're buying the results that your products will get for them. Whatever answer your prospect gives you, you can use it to determine how you can present your product. For instance, with the first prospect answer, concerning the increase of 10% in productivity, your presentation could include something like this. Well, we found that using our system, many customers have seen their productivity go up by between 12 and 23% in just over 6 months. I can give you some references if you'd like. Does that sound like the kind of result that would take you towards your goals? You know the answer they'll give you because of their previous comments. Likewise, with the prospect who was talking about the decrease in staff turnover, here's a way that you could present the solution. Over 75% of our clients who've used our services have seen the motivation and engagement of their staff increase substantially, leading to a reduction in staff leavers and an improvement in talent retention. Let me share some of their comments and show you how they benefited. Their answer to the question, how will you know you've made the right choice, gets them to think ahead and analyse how they'll judge results. Also, it tells you what's most important to them in determining the buying choice that they'll make. Try it out next time you're working with a client and see if it makes a difference to your discovery and fact-finding. This week's skills pill is how to deal with a prospect who insists on lower price. There are many customers who, when you ask them what criteria they'll be using to judge what choice they'll make, say price. They insist that they'll hold out for the best price at all costs. So what can you do with prospects who say price is the only factor they'll use to judge their purchase? Well, of course, they don't really mean that. How do you know? Ask them this question. Have you ever bought something for the business that wasn't the cheapest option? Their answer will obviously be yes. Your follow-up then should be, okay, what was it other than price that made you make that decision? What you're doing is ensuring the prospect realizes that they judge on value, not price. Another question you can ask is, do you still want me to discuss our options with you, even if I can't guarantee the lowest price? This will get one of two answers. If they say no, then you can politely walk away from this prospect, as they'll not listen to reason and will tie you down for discount at every stage. If they say yes, then you know that lowest price is not the main determining factor with this prospect. Remember then, that price is only one facet of your offer and should be treated as such. If you feel you can emphasize the results your services will provide for the prospect, then that will appear more important than simply the price. Our Inspire Me quote today comes from Vince Lombardi, the famous American football coach, who once said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will." We often think that if we're better than our competitors or had more knowledge than them, we would automatically be successful at sales. But Vince shows that will, or a positive motivational attitude, can make a massive difference to everything we do. With positivity, we can drive forward where others stumble. We can work on solutions when others are highlighting problems. And we can identify answers when others are still stuck on the questions. Having the will to be better is the key to improvement. Without it, we're held back and we'll find it very difficult to progress. That's all for today then, folks. Remember, there's nothing like a full pipeline, so make sure there's always loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.